want you all to sing that first verse one more time.
Amen.
Oh, God. My soul takes delight. That is the subject that the Lord has given me. My soul takes delight. When we delight in something, we just love it. But you know, I'd love to pray first. Dear Father, we come before you, thanking you. Thank you for this song. Thank you for the love that you put in our hearts for you. How that we can delight in you, dear Lord. I pray that you anoint your word this afternoon and bless each to go away here inspired to delight in the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. My soul tastes delight, on whom in affliction I call. My comfort by day and my song in the night. In the night when everything's dreary, he's our song. My hope for life, my salvation. One thing if I desire, the Lord, remember that? And my all. Thank the Lord. He is this to me and to us.
Thank the Lord.
And I hope that we can impart to others the delight we have in God. It's worth it. It's worth it to delight in the Lord. There's great benefits in it. And yet, if we don't, we're going to suffer some things. Some things are not going to be so good to us. But you know, I can joy in the Lord. I'm sorry. I just don't know how to express what's in my heart. The great joy I have in God. How I delight, not just when everything's going good. And going my way, but I delight in him through the good times, through the bad times, through the easy times, through the hard times, to the comfort and blessed times, and to the grief times, through all of these, I delight in the Lord. And it's wonderful. It's a life to be enjoyed. You know, we love the sunshine, don't we? I don't know too many people that don't love sunshine. They might not want to be out in it, but it brightens your day. It's the same with the Lord.
Amen.
To delight in the Lord makes you happy. It brightens your day. It brightens your life. It gives you a good life. So today we're going to look at delighting in the Lord, but we're also going to look at what happens to people that don't. Let's go to Isaiah 55 and 1. if you get it, and you could, and please read it. Keep reading.
Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in godliness.
You know what? Sometimes people, when you see a little baby this fat, it's beautiful, right? You'd like to see a nice, healthy baby. Of course, when you get old and you got all those rolls of fat, it doesn't impress people so much. But we want to look at fatness in God.
Yeah.
You can just delight yourself in fatness.
Yes.
You don't have to be lean and scrawny and weak and can't hardly, you know, life is... woe is me. No, we can delight ourselves in fatness.
Yeah.
But there are people who are spending their money,
yes,
their time, their labor,
mm-hmm,
their effort for things that satisfy not.
Amen.
Their energy.
Right.
They might get a little pleasure for a little while, mm-hmm, and it's gone.
That's right. Yes.
People that love to drink, they might, I've been around people that, when I was teaching, we'd go to out to eat together.
Right.
And some of them would get drinks. And when they would get drinks, they get real giddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of control, though, sometimes people get out of control.
Right.
But after all that wears out, down.
Right.
But you know something? We can delight ourselves in much, no limitation in the things of God, and we won't be out of control.
Amen.
We won't have downers or whatever they call it. We can be flourishing and fat and happy.
Yes.
It's a beautiful life.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Persons on the go out to the bars and they're dancing and they get do all these things, and then they go, the person they went with, they might say the wrong thing, and they get mad, and they start fighting. And that's no life to live.
Amen.
But in God, it is peace and joy all the time. Yes, we do have sorrow and things we have to deal with, but we have the Lord with us. We're not alone. We can lean on Him for comfort, for strength, for whatever we need. And we can live in the sunshine.
Yes.
I love the sunshine. I love light. Some people like all these dark colors and things. And one of my grands mentioned about walls, dark walls. Not me. I want my walls as light as they could be, white, and everything bright and pretty. That's what I like. Don't give me gray and black walls. I mean dark gray.
Yeah.
Don't do that. But anyway, we can enjoy the things of God. It says, let your soul delight itself in fatness. That means you're happy, you're enjoying it.
Yes.
Some people are relying on drugs and alcohol and all that. Those things have nothing. Those things are destructive.
Yes. Right.
You might, young people have friends. One of the young boys in Honduras was talking to me and telling me how they do at the school he goes to. I think that somehow people get a little alcohol to him. He's in high school. Things like this. He's trying to avoid getting into all of that. But don't ever let anybody talk to you or try to convince you to try it, not even once.
Amen. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Amen.
It's destructive.
Right.
You want to be in the in crowd. No. Because in the end, you're going to be in trouble.
Yes.
It's destructive.
Yes, indeed.
And that's the devil's work.
Yeah.
He's walking about seeing whom he may devour.
Yes.
But in the Lord, all the things are going to build you up. But with the devil, he's got a snare. He's got a trap to tear you down. Let's go to John 10:10. So the devil likes to deceive, and he's got people deceived. It's so sad. Sometimes you wonder how they can't comprehend it. That's why you don't try it once.
Right.
Because once you try it, it deceives your mind.
Yes.
And you'll just go down and down, and you'll have what some people call the can't help you. You can't help yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I believe some of those people regret the things they do and say. But then they go back over and over again. It says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
Yes.
See how beautiful God's way is?
Yes.
That you can have life and you can have abundant life. You can be happy. If you're droopy and going around with your head down, that's not God's way. Go God's way and he'll lift you up.
Amen.
Some people even feel like they're wise in some of the things they say. I've had conversations, it's supposed to be, they know what they're talking about, but they're so wrong. So wrong.
That's true.
Proverbs 22:4. Let's see where this wisdom comes from. If you want to be wise, let's see what we're going to get.
Proverbs 22:4.
Yeah.
By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
We're going to get this wisdom by being humble. And by having the fear of God on our heart.
Yes.
What are we going to get? Riches. True riches. Mm-hmm. Eternal riches.
Right.
You know, some people are striving to be a millionaire. They want to get money. But that's not even what's going to build them up.
Right.
Many people that have money are miserable.
It's true. Yeah.
They don't know if somebody's going, you know, they watching, they got to have all these cameras and everything because somebody's going to take it away from them. But if you want riches, it's in God. Just be humble before God, fear God, and you're going to get riches.
That's right.
But it's the riches that cannot be taken away from you.
That's right.
And honor and life. And then there's another scripture that says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All of this is so much that we have in God.
Yeah.
All we need to do is just revel in it, delight ourselves in it, wake up with it, happy in the things of God. Go to bed happy in the things of God. We don't have to go to bed all mad and at the world and all these kind of things. We can be happy at all times.
Yes.
You know what? I don't even like people to give me a lot of stuff that's gonna make me down. If so-and-so did something to you, we can pray about it. Yes. I'm not getting under it. I'm not getting under it.
Yes.
They mistreated you, I'm sorry. I don't mind praying with you, but I'm not getting putting that on my shoulder. I like my freedom.
Yes, amen. Peace.
Peace.
Yes.
That's how I stay with peace, brother. Yes. Yes. I can hear it in one ear and let it go out the other ear. Thank the Lord. Let's go to Psalms 1:1. Let's see what it takes, what you can get from the Lord. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his what?
Delight
is in the law of the Lord. What is the law? Here it is right here. See this? 66 books right here. His delight is in the law of the Lord. You can eat on it. It's like having your favorite meal. I'm going to tell on you, Sister Mary. Today we were talking about oxtails. And I thought, oh, that sounds so good. I just could just remember a good plate of Sister Georgette's oxtails. I'm telling you, it might make your eyes bug when you see it, taste it. Same way with the Word of God. It's so good. It's so precious. You eat it, it just does something to you from your head to your toes. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Can you imagine a tree planted? It's not like a lot of these trees are looking right now. But it's green. If it's got fruit on it, luscious fruit. His tree, he's going to be like that. We're going to be like that. If we feed on the Word of God,
yes,
if we delight in it, we're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water,
yes,
and bring forth its fruit in the season.
Yeah.
Time, you know, you don't, when Jesus went to that tree and it didn't have fruit on it, what did he do? He cursed it, didn't he? But if you delight in the law of the Lord, you're going to be just like a tree that when the Lord needs that fruit, he can get it. He can get it. And it's not a fruit you can't hardly taste or enjoy. You know, some fruit you get, you say, is this really a pear? It don't taste quite right. But if you get one that's just sweet and good, you enjoy it. You want to share it with somebody else.
Yeah.
This is the way this person that delights in the law of the Lord.
Yeah.
He has something to give other people, to bring them up, to encourage their life,
right,
to put some sunshine in their life. It says, his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What about Joseph?
Yes.
What about Daniel? What about Abraham?
Yes.
Even Job, even though he went through things,
yes,
God prospered him.
Yes.
Don't you know God is willing to prosper us as well?
Yes.
All we have to do is delight ourselves in the law of the Lord. The word of the Lord is rich, and we'll have in his word, as we read and we meditate on it, we're going to be able to understand, like the brother was saying today, we're going to understand. We're going to understand the ways of God.
Yes.
We're going to understand how to live for God, because we read his word, and we delight in his word. We're not going to be confused because God is going to make it bright and clear to us how to live for him. In Psalms 119 and 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway." We don't have to walk in darkness because of his word, because we're reading his word. I don't understand people that say they the word of God is boring. It's not boring to me. It's rich to me. I just can't hardly wait from one time to the next to get it. It says in 119 and 16, say, "I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy words." We can delight in the word of God, and it's going to be a blessing to our lives. Now I'm going to read Luke 18. Let's go 18 and 28 to 30. We get a double blessing. Don't you know we get a double blessing when we delight in the Lord? So we're going to get a blessing spiritually, temporally, here, and in all eternity. See, when we get, if I was to get rich and have be a millionaire, what happens to that money when I die? Do I get to take it with me? It's no good, right? It's no good to me anymore. It's going to be for somebody else. But these riches that we get from God are eternal. Somebody read that for me.
"And Peter said, Lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, our parents, our brethren, our wife, our children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting."
Look at that. Double blessing. Yes. You're going to get it here and in eternity.
Yes.
You know what? I claim the scriptures about a hundredfold. So I've adopted so many people's children. I said, well, that's part of my hundredfold. I might not have here, but in the kingdom of God, he'd give me more. You know, the more the better for me.
Yeah.
100 children? Fine. I'm glad. That's with me. That's, I tell some people I'm in my zone when I'm around children. That's what I enjoy.
Yeah.
But we have this. We can enjoy these things.
Yeah.
All we need to do is delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will surely grant us those things that we desire. Let's go to Psalms 37 and 4.
"Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart."
Isn't that wonderful? It sure makes it worth it if we can just delight in the Lord. And Lord, I just have need of this. And the Lord bless. You know, we're blessed people. We're blessed.
Yes.
You know what? We could be down and out. It's a whole lot of things could be wrong with us. But God blesses us. And so I just feel encouraged. I hope that you feel encouraged to delight yourself in the Lord. No matter what goes on around us, let's get our eyes focused on our God, our wonderful Savior, and the things he has for us. Let's go to Psalms 119:35.
"Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight."
see, we delight in his ways. If we go in his path, we can delight in his ways. You know what? I don't believe. I'll put it like this. How many of us want our children to enjoy the things that we have for them?
Yes.
We want them to appreciate it, don't we?
Yes.
If I decide I'm going to make a nice dinner and I do all this effort to make this good dinner for my family, and the children come, I don't like that. I don't like peas. I don't like spinach. And I've labored so hard. What does that make you feel as a parent? It makes you feel bad. Don't you know the Lord wants us to delight in him?
Yes.
He's done so much for us.
Yes.
God is so wonderful. I'm telling you how much he loves us. He has given everything for us. Don't scripture say something? He has provided everything for life and godliness.
Yes.
He's spoiled us in a sense.
Yes.
Because he's done everything for us. And if we, all we need to do is to respond back by delighting in him.
Yes.
Delight in him.
Yes.
That makes God feel good. When he sees that we appreciate life, the things he's given us and taking care of us, the fact that I can open my eyes and see is a blessing. The fact that I can walk, I might walk funny to most people, but I'm thankful to be able to walk. There was a time I could not stand up here. I couldn't. If I did, I might fall just standing up here. I never knew when my knee would give out.
Right.
And God healed that knee.
Yeah.
So let's delight ourselves in the Lord. Let's revel in the things of God. Let's delight ourselves in fatness. We can get just as fat as we want to, and it's no disgrace. Sometimes you might get so fat and you kind of shame all those roles. But you don't have to be ashamed of the fatness that you get in Christ.
Amen.
I love this way. Let's go to, let's see, hold on just a minute. Same 119:47, and I will delight myself in thy commandments. Oh, we read that one. Now, I want to go back to the first scripture, and let's talk about just a little bit more. Isaiah 55. We're just going to read it again, and let's try to remember what we can get and the blessing it is in delighting ourselves in the Lord. Ho, everyone that thirsts. Are you thirsty?
Mm-hmm.
Come to the waters.
Yeah.
And he that hath no money. Are you broke? Come to God. Broke, not in finances, but broke in your heart. You don't have what you need to have. Come to the Lord. Buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money. You don't have to have money when you need to come to the Lord. Even if you're just a young person, if you're walking around and kind of mad at the world, and don't like this and that, come to the Lord. Come, buy money, buy milk without money and without price. Don't spend your efforts for things that satisfy not. Today, our young people are so caught up with games. That's where they spend their efforts. But there's no value in that. There's no satisfaction in it. When you get through with it, it's more and more and more. And I honestly believe these games are not good for kids. I honestly believe they're not. Because they're not really teaching them anything. And it just puts the wrong spirit in them. If you'll notice, when your children spend a lot of time on those phones and with those games, and you start talking to them and trying to do things, you'll notice a rebellion. You'll notice a attitude.
Yes.
It has effect on these children. And I feel like it's a waste of time. It's a waste of brain power. It's not teaching them anything, but the enemy uses it. So why do you spend your time, your energy, doing things that have no value, no profit? Let's pray for our young people. They don't need to spend all this time on these phones and on these games. They need to learn how to communicate one with the other. It isolates them from their parents and from their siblings. And they're just all into getting points. Some of those games are destructive. They have them killing. And it's just it's not the best thing. They need to take time to read a book, a good, wholesome book. Do physical activities.
Yes.
Little children, even little babies almost, are into it so much. They're losing values. Do you know some of the games that they used to play? Like the children playing, the little girls playing with dolls and dishes and things like that. What is that? That teaches them, doesn't it? It teaches them how to be mothers and to take care of babies and things. They gain something from that. And the boys go out, throw a ball, ride a bike, learn skills that they can use for life. You're spending your energy for that which does not profit. And in the end, it's destructive. Pray for me.